Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, and Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And hello, everybody! I'm here in lovely Las Vegas. Doesn't look like it's a very good stream, but we're going to try and figure that out later. It's the first show that we're doing this weekend, and we got a lot of shows coming. I got Observer Live here. We're going to be joined by Mike Sempervivi. And then I'm going to be heading to the WrestleCon Super Show, where I believe I'm going to be watching, let's see, is it Butterbean versus Minoru Suzuki is what Vinny promised. And then after that, we're heading to the TNA pay-per-view. We got a full lineup for TNA here. And then Vinny and I are going to come back, and we're going to do a show. And then I think Dave and Garrett have got a show here today. And a Brian and Vinny show is noted. So at least three shows coming up here today, two of them for subscribers. And then Sempervivi will be here tomorrow. We got the live Q&A tomorrow. And Vinny and I are going to be doing shows after whatever we go to. Dave and Garrett are going to be doing another show. I'll be here with Dave after WrestleMania both nights. So a lot of stuff we've got coming up here today. And on today's show, we're going to talk about last night's Dynamite, which in fact was one of the best Dynamites that I've ever seen. And that seemed to be the consensus from a lot of people. So we'll talk about that. I got a few thoughts on NXT as well, even though I'm sure Mike reviewed that yesterday. At least until whatever happened. How do you like my socks, by the way? You like those? Ever since what happened with Hoyce Isaacs, as I like to call him, in Filthy Tom. I'm sure they talked about that on the show yesterday. And we got a bunch of news as well and lineups. There's Collision tonight. A lot to get into. So back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We still have not figured out this frame rate, but we're working on it. For once, Mike's video looks significantly better than mine. What's going on over there, Mike?
Would you steal my computer and terrible Comcast service?
I gotta look this way to see you. Like, everything's all weird now. Okay, now I'm looking at you, right?
All right.
Okay, I got it all set up. So anyway, we're here. We're in Vegas. And it's been an exciting time so far. I had dinner with Lance. And for those of you that saw the picture on my ex, at Brian Alvarez, most of the pictures and videos and everything are up for my only for my ex subscribers. Because I got to plug that. But I did put up the picture free for everybody of Lance and I at Denny's. And I had a lot of people saying, of all the places in Vegas, well, I want you all to know that I did not choose Denny's. Lance chose Denny's. That was his request. And
apparently, there no waffle houses out there? Come on.
Actually, you know what? On the way from the airport, I saw a Cracker Barrel. I don't even know if Lance knows that it's here. But there is a Cracker Barrel here in Vegas. But he chose Denny's, so hey, I went to Denny's. So that's what we did. And hung out with Filthy Tom yesterday. He is okay after Hoyce Isaacs beat him up. I can confirm he's all right. And I also had another fun thing. I got to do a shout-out here right now before we get going. Because Chris in Vegas has been calling this show for years and years. He's been to many Vegas conventions. He's a loyal listener, and you know what? A good friend. Oh. And every year, he's a third-grade teacher here in Vegas. I don't know if I should do the name of the school, but he's a third-grade teacher, and every year he has me do career day, even though, like, none of my kids go to the school that I'm aware of. So I do the career day every year, and so the last time I did career day, you know, he goes, hey, WrestleMania is coming to Vegas. Is Mr. Alvarez going to come visit the school? And as it turned out, where we are in this secure location, this lovely house, I Googled the school. I did the Google Maps, and the school is 2 minutes from here via car. So I woke up this morning, I walked to the school, and I visited with all of the children from Career Day. We did WrestleMania bingo, which was a lot of fun. And apparently, Chris in Vegas, he put up a picture of the graphic from when I wrestled Jungle Boy, and he had all of the children write stories about what they thought happened when I wrestled Jungle Boy. Should I read one?
Sure.
All right. There's going to be some parents talking to Chris in Vegas after some of these stories. One day, Brian Alvarez was having a match against Jungle Boy. When they saw each other, Brian Alvarez said, "I'm going to win. And when I do, you're going to feel sorry you wasted your time just to lose." It's a good promo. They put on their gear. When Brian Alvarez walked in, everyone cheered because everyone knew he was number one. But when Jungle Boy walked in, they all yelled, "Boo, boo, boo." When they started to wrestle, it was intense. First, it looked like Brian Alvarez was winning, but then Jungle Boy was winning. The match lasted 5 hours. After a long time, Brian Alvarez won. Everyone said, "We knew Brian Alvarez was always number one." The end. I got like 20 of these. I've read them all. So I want to give a big shout out to Chris in Vegas' third grade class. It was great seeing you guys. And that was awesome. So anyway, it's been a fun trip so far. And I haven't even seen this Butterbean match with Minoru Suzuki, which apparently is at the WrestleCon Super Show that I'm going to go to after I am done with this show here. So that's going to be exciting. What's going on with you? What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I'm hearing about all your adventures. You're all fired up. You're in full WrestleMania mode already. I like it. You got that energy down there from Vegas.
Well, I got all D'd out, as we say, because I walked all the way there in the hot sunshine. So
D'd
I got
out?
My vitamin D. I'm all D'd out, brother. But anyway, so yeah, we got a lot. Like I said, tonight, Vinny and I are going to Resurgence. And I have a lineup here, believe it or not. This is the TNA, I guess it's like an app special. Is that right?
Well, no, it's TNA Plus.
TNA Plus, okay.
Yeah.
So we got Joe Hendry and Masha Slamovich against Frankie Kazarian and Tessa Blanchard. We have Joe Hendry. Oh, yeah, we talked about that one. I guess I'm trying to read this without the bold. Sami Callihan versus Mance Warner in Barbed Wire Massacre. I hope Lance gets to produce that one.
Buckets of blood there.
Yes. We have Mike Santana and the Hardys versus Mustafa Ali and the Nemeth Brothers. We have got Moose doing a TNA X Division Championship Open Challenge. So we'll find out who that's going to be with.
I just want to know who gets more heat tonight, Ryan Nemeth or Tessa Blanchard.
Well, we have TNA International Championship Tournament with Eddie Edwards, Steve Macklin, and Ace Austin in one. Eric Young, Zach Wentz, and JDC in another. And AJ Francis versus the winner of semifinal one versus the winner of semifinal two. So that's what's on the TNA show tonight. And wonder who that open challenge, who's gonna take the open challenge.
You haven't been booked yet. You've been getting into shape. Look at you.
I am actually see the picture with me and Lance. I feel like I'm in good shape, but I look like his son, his young son, when we went to Denny's. But no, I guess we'll find out.
You got to get into that convention on one of those days when it's not just Butterbean there, but it's Dan the Beast Severn, it's Don Fry, it's all these other greats from the past, Tank Abbott, all out there being manly.
Yeah, they're all out there at Bloodsport, dude.
Yeah.
And Filthy's doing commentary. Well, I think Bloodsport's head-to-head with the TNA show, so it doesn't look like it. So, and then tonight also, we have got the Collision show, and I have
There's
a lineup.
There's 488 shows today.
Yeah, there are a lot of shows today. And Collision tonight has Adam Cole doing a TNT title open challenge. We have got Commander versus Nick Wayne for the TV title. It's a TV title match. We got Mercedes and Harley versus Statlander and Julia Hart. Takeshita and Josh Alexander, who has joined the Don. By the way, that Don Callis, a freaking creep.
Hey,
commenting
good pickup,
on the
though.
Show, the photo of Lance and I.
Well,
he's gonna call the two of us marks. Don't even get me started. Takeshin Josh Alexander versus Ishii and Rocky Romero. And Lance Archer versus Kevin Knight. So that's coming up here tonight, the Collision Show. And I guess, you know, the question is, how many other open challenges is Mike Loku going to accept? Because he was at that the Dynamite show last night, did a dark match. And he did say, if you recall, he had 6 advertised matches this weekend. So,
yeah, what's the word on the street? Is he trying to be the leader in that? Because I remember, what was it, Mike Bailey?
Mike Bailey at 8.
Was that the record? Okay.
I believe the record was 8. I don't know if that's a record, but I know Mike Bailey at 8. I remember that. So
sometimes it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And that's what, even though I saw Ricky Morton is only doing 2 matches, one of which is the Scramble, and apparently at one of these shows, the Rock and Roll Express, I don't know if it's Defy or West Coast or somebody who was running, the Rock and Roll Express are going to be in action on WrestleMania week.
Yeah, Robert Gibson, I guess, is, what are they calling it? He's a alternate for the Senior Scramble.
I love it.
Which I think is what Lance ordered at Denny's, by the way.
That's it.
But he didn't accept the senior discount and then made me pay.
Is that we'll just talk. In case Warlord doesn't show up tonight or something?
I'll get
Doug Gilbert doesn't show up. There's a ruckus.
Why can't Lance be in the Senior Scramble?
Well, he could. He could show up.
Interesting. All right. Well, that's the lineup for tonight as far as like what's on TV. And then they're like, as we noted, there's 18 million other shows as well. So more news after the break, and we'll get into this great Dynamite here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You're in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And Dave just walked in.
Hey!
Yeah, but he can't do the show because I only have one set of headphones. But him and Garrett are going to be up afterwards for Observer Radio.
Are they going to share the same pair of headphones?
Well, they don't need headphones because they're in the room together.
Ah.
You would only need headphones to hear you.
You got to pass the mic back and forth?
Or to hear... No, we have two mics.
Oh, okay.
There's only one person needs the headphones. So, anyway, we got a lot to get into here today. Maybe we'll have him stop by and say hi here. Hey, Dave, come over here real quick.
Sure. How you doing?
What's going on? You can't hear anything, so just say hi to everybody real fast.
How was the trip?
Easy trip, no problem.
Let's get right here.
Right where?
Just looking in the camera there. How was the trip?
The trip was no problem. It's only an hour trip, a little over an hour, so everything's cool.
What are you doing today?
Trying to play it by ear, but I'm going to go to the March Hitchcock show and Bloodsport and maybe Wally Mania afterwards, depending on, you know, I got to eat and things like that. What are you doing? You're going to TNA, right?
I'm going to TNA.
Yeah, so.
All right, well, you and Garrett will be up, and then we'll be up, I guess, many times this weekend, probably.
Yeah.
But I think the WrestleCon Super Show.
Yes, that's where
That's where you're going?
That's where I'm
going
to go next.
Okay, so if you're listening, Dave and I are going to be at the WrestleCon Super Show.
Oh, you're going too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to go to that, and then we're going to go to TNA afterwards.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yeah, that'll be the plan. All right, well, yeah, we can't have you on the show because you have no headphones. But you can hang out if you want. All right, we got a lot of other news today. Where are we here? Darby Allin's climb of Mount Everest has begun. He's making the ascent with Adventure Consultants, a New Zealand-based expedition company known for guiding clients on Everest and other high-altitude peaks. There were some pictures up that he posted the other day. And the group that he is going with says, Darby really enjoyed hiking with the main team. On the way down, we visited Sir Edmund Hillary's museum and school. Team really enjoyed watching short videos about how much Sir Edmund helped the people of the Khumbu Valley. Then we came back. We had late lunch, rested until dinner. Everyone enjoyed our active rest day. Tomorrow we're going to Portsea, which is 3,950 meters up, I guess. So anyway, the climb officially began yesterday, and the group said goodbye to Alan's brother and mother. They were only there for the trekking stage. And so Darby apparently doing great, took 3.5 hours, nice and clear day with great views. Tomorrow we're going to continue our climb with a hike to a nearby hill, which is 5,540 meters. So they're documenting the climb on the official website, which is adventureconsultants.com. So if you want to follow Darby's climb, adventureconsultants.com is the place to go. What is happening now?
I was going to say, I thought you had like a window air unit in, but is somebody vacuuming? Did your housekeepers make their way to Vegas as well?
No, but it sounds like somebody's doing some landscaping outside.
Oh, the Briscoes are outside. Hey, look at that.
God, is that someone out front right there? Yeah, they're blowing leaves right there. Yeah, right.
Well, you're paying a lot for that place in that secure location. You want to make sure it's well manicured outside.
Yeah, it's very important that the outside of the bed and breakfast looks nice for these shows indoors.
With a zero-turn Kubota, apparently.
Yes. NXT, the go-home show for Stand and Deliver, 663,000 viewers and a .14. So down quite a bit from last week, actually. And they had head-to-head competition with the NBA playoff play-in tournament game, which did a .53 in 18 to 49 and 1.6 million viewers. And did you review that show yesterday, Mike?
I did.
What did you think about it?
I actually thought it was a good show. I mean, compared to Raw, it actually went a lot smoother to me as far as moving all their stuff forward, and I'm happy that Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania is here, so I'm ready for it. So maybe I was in a good mood watching it, but I was completely fine with it.
Yeah, the show last week was like a train wreck, kind of from start to finish. But I thought this week's show was miles better. And not only that, from watching SmackDown, Raw, and NXT, I thought that NXT had the best go-home show by far, actually, of the three.
And some of the best go-home promos when it came to the four women doing their thing. It balanced out the fact that that street fight was so atrocious.
Which street fight? What are you talking about?
Well, the...
Oh, the parking lot brawl?
Nonsense with the parking lot, yeah.
Yeah, that was absolutely horrible. You know what it was?
To set up a match, by the way.
Yes, the parking lot brawl was like, it was like a combination of, you know when they used to do those mini-movies during the pandemic? It was like a mini-movie from the pandemic, which nobody wants to be reminded of the pandemic, so that was bad enough. And then, you know, the other issue was, like, these Dark State guys are so green that it was like a Kevin Dunn segment where they had to, Dave's crawling through. So it was like a combination of a mini movie from the pandemic era and also like a Kevin Dunn. It was just like cut, 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 cut. And it was horrible. And then, like, allegedly they're brawling in the parking lot and the cops show up and, like, everybody's freaking out. And I couldn't figure out why, because it was an advertised street fight, but apparently somebody called the cops. And then Tony explains, I called them. There are people. Because apparently Tony, like, owns the cops or whatever, or he's in with the cops. And so, yeah, it was, that segment absolutely sucked. But, like, the rest of the show, I mean, the Hank and Tank thing was exactly... It was exactly like the women's gauntlet on SmackDown. I mean, the one team starts... It's a babyface team. You want them to go all the way to the end. They do go all the way to the end. They tease like they're going to lose in the last match, but then they actually win. And, I mean, it was probably the best thing Hank and Tank have ever done for their careers. And the place went crazy for them, and they're getting a tag title shot at Stand and Deliver. And I thought that was actually very well done. And it actually had way more heat from start to finish than the women's match did on SmackDown. So in that way, it was superior. And then, yeah, all the women had good promos. I still have no idea how Jada Parker's supposed to be a heel. I mean, you couldn't have a better babyface promo than the one she did. And then also the main event segment where we had Trick Oban Javon. I mean, I know he's my guy and everything, but, like, I watched that segment and I thought Javon had twice the charisma of Trick Williams. And, you know, Trick's supposed to be the big charismatic star. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's the new heelish side of Trick or what it is. But Javon was, like, he was way more over. And then, of course, you know, they had the deal where he laid everybody out with the springboard stunner. Which, I don't know. Kind of hoping he was going to win the title on Saturday. But not sure that's going to happen. But overall, I thought that was a very good show. Not as good as Dynamite, which we're going to talk about when we come back here. But pretty good overall. And then, I guess really, as far as news, we should go over the cards. Stand and Deliver's Saturday, which starts at 10. Although I guess we're going to have some pre-show stuff as well. But or maybe that is the pre-show. But it's Obafemi, Trick Williams, Javon. Actually, you know what? Hold on. I'm a professional here. I'm going to get the updated.
Is it 10 or is it 9, actually? I guess the pre-show starts at 10.
I think the pre-show's 9 and the main show's 10.
There it is.
All right, let me find it here. Stand and Deliver.
Oh, now we got effects going on, too.
What?
Oh, nothing. We were going with different filters to you.
We filtered out and then I froze. That didn't work. Oh, well. Everyone,
Vegas psychedelics going on here.
Yeah, Suncast, put the squirrel up for me. I don't care. All right, here's the lineup. The updated lineup for Stand and Deliver. We have got a pre-show match. Lash and Jakara versus Fallon and JC versus Tatum and Gigi versus Roxanne and Cora. It is a fatal four-way to determine number one contenders for the women's tag titles. We have Zarya, Kalani, Sol, Izzy, Lola, and Thea in a ladder match for the vacant NXT North American title. We got Stephanie, Julia, Jordan, and Jada in a four-way for the women's title. Nathan Frazier and Axiom versus Hank and Tank for the tag titles. Ricky Saints, Ethan Page for the North American title. The D'Angelos versus Dark State. We've gone from a parking lot brawl to a straight six-man tag. We went backwards. And we got Obafemi versus Trick Williams versus Javon for the NXT title. So that is the lineup. You could probably go and watch an hour and then make it to the Brazilian Steakhouse, Fogo de Chao, for our lunch tomorrow. Probably the only time I'm going to eat all day. But we have tickets available for that, as well as Wicked Spoon. And the Q&A, the meet and greet and live Q&A with Dave and I, which is Friday at noon at the Palms. And tickets for everything, f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. And you can grab your tickets now. We also have post-WrestleMania suite parties with a couple of tickets left. So head up there and grab those. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Dynamite, which was a great show, newsworthy show. And it was the show where they officially beat Nitro. So that's coming up after the break. So stick around for that. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you? I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're still trying to figure out this this video situation. Well, but hey, you can hear me, so.
It's all that matters. That's
right. All right, this spring breakthrough show.
You can also hear Dave and Garrett.
Yeah, it was an awesome show, by the way. So it actually opened with him announcing the Death Riders had attacked Hook and sent him to the hospital. And Taz was gone to be there with him. And they said Shibata and Joe were willing to take on the Death Riders 3-on-2. So last week, they did that big angle at the end of the show. And Hook barfed in the ring. And so everyone thought, oh my God, he must have got a concussion. So they claimed he did not suffer a concussion. But whatever it was that happened, he didn't get cleared to wrestle on this show. So something took him out, whatever it was. And so, as we later found out, he ended up being replaced by Hobbs. And it worked out great in the end. I mean, it's a big win for Hobbs, and we'll get to that match here in a moment. But that's the story on Hook. Then we had Mercedes and Athena, Owen Hart's semifinal match. And long story short, this was one of the best AEW women's matches in a long time. It also begs the question why she has been hidden in Ring of Honor for the last 3 years, Athena. But there were moments of sloppiness here and there, if we're being honest. I mean, you know, they tried a lot of stuff, and some of it actually made the match better. Like, they did this spot where they were doing tombstone reversals, and they had a big problem with that. And they lost it a couple of times, but, like, they didn't give up, and because of that, they, I think, got a bigger reaction when they finally succeeded than if it hadn't got screwed up a little bit early. So anyway, finally there at the end, the fans are super into it. They fought on the barricade. Athena drop-kicked her to the boards, threw her in the ring, went for a finish. Mercedes caught her, cradled her, pinned her. And so Mercedes is in the finals, and it is her versus the winner of Jamie Hayter and Chris Statlander. And I thought there was a chance. In fact, I predicted that Athena was going to beat her, and then they would end up doing Athena versus Mercedes for those titles at All In, and then maybe Jamie Hayter versus Tony for the women's title at All In. But nope, it looks like it's probably going to be Mercedes and Tony. They had Tony appear in the crowd and slow clap for Mercedes afterwards, which kind of seemed like a spoiler to me, but they did it. So that's probably the match. Then we had Hangman being interviewed about the wild card, and he's interrupted by the Young Bucks, and they basically tell him, you know, we cost Swerve the match. I'm glad we're best friends again, and it's great. We're going to fix the issue with the Death Riders. We're going to get them on our side. You're going to win that title and bring it back to the Elite. And that's awesome, and they walk off before Hangman can even say anything. And then, man, this Okada character. I don't know, dude.
Okada?
God, he actually is, he is closer to Okada now than at any point since he was in TNA. And I don't want to get into it and everything like that, but, you know, I keep hearing people say, oh, well, you know, there's no guarantee WWE would have booked him better. And they would have. They absolutely would have. I mean, what are we even doing here? So anyway, then we had Hangman versus the Wild Card, who ended up being Josh Alexander, and he got a good pop. And they did basically a babyface match here, because at this point he was a babyface, and it was a very good match. Great debut for Alexander. He did obviously lose, went for a powerbomb, Hangman countered, kicked him, booted him off in the ankle lock, cradled him for the pin, and it's Hangman versus Fletcher in the semifinals. And then Fletcher came out afterwards. He goes after Hangman. Hangman's making his own comeback. And meanwhile, on the outside, Don Callis is whispering in Alexander's ear. And it ends up with him hitting the ring. He attacks Hangman. He has joined the Don Callis family. So Titus Alexander. And they'd been teasing this for a
while.
Josh Alexander, that's right. They've been teasing for a while because, you know, Don Callis was he's looking for healthy, hot young men to join the Don Callis family.
Well,
and here's Josh Alexander.
I don't know if he's healthy or hot, but you know what? He's Canadian.
He's healthy.
And he can wrestle his rear end off, and I'm happy for him. This is a good shot for him. Him being a part of a group like this is, I think, a good use for him to have Callis on the microphone for him and to allow him to be a wrestling machine however they want to play it. So, good idea.
Then we had a segment with Nick Wayne, Shayna, and Kip Sabian. And Nick is starting a promo about how Christian hasn't been there when Christian shows up. And essentially he says, you know, I've heard everything you've been saying when I'm gone. And once you say it to my face, and Nick says, well, I don't think you stuck to that plan because you wouldn't be able to live with yourself if Cope won the title before you did. And Christian says, that's an assumption. And he says, I like this fire under you. I gave you a month to find yourself. I was so impressed with what you did that I did something for you. I got you booked in the New Japan Best of the Super Juniors tournament. And I also booked you against Commander on Thursday for the TV title. And he says, I want you to win that title for the patriarchy because I know my son would never intentionally let his father down. And he pats him and then slaps him. And Nick gets all fired up and Christian walks off. And if you couldn't figure it out by watching Nick during this segment, being in the Best of the Super Juniors is in fact something that he's wanted to do for, like, actually at his age, literally his entire life. And it's like a dream. So he's super excited for that. Hurt Syndicate versus the Gates of Agony. I have no idea why the Hurt Syndicate is still essentially being pushed its heels. The fans just go nuts. They're chanting, we hurt people. They're cheering for them. You know, Toa makes a comeback. He gets cut off. They're cheering for the Hurt Business. They destroy these guys and pin them. And then out comes MJF. MJF also getting a babyface reaction. And this was like a segment out of like Raw in 1999. This week, MJF decides he's going to try to get on their good side by providing, for lack of a better term, a bevy of beauties. Is that about right? Is that what we're talking about?
That's fair, sure.
Yeah, they come out, and Shelton's all about it, and Bobby Lashley is a happily married man. Actually, Shelton might be as well. I don't know, but Bobby's not down with
this. There's a lot of people in Las Vegas who are like that, so remember that this weekend, people, okay?
Yes. So, you know, MVP goes, well, time for the thumbs again. You all know my thoughts. Shelton, what about you? And Shelton's looking at the ladies, and he puts his thumb sideways, and he starts to raise it up, and the fans start going crazy, and then he points it down, and they all boo. And Lashley, of course, thanks him. And MJF says, all right, you know, Shelton, I know you want this watch off my wrist. I'm going to give it to you just because I like you and I appreciate you. And he gives him his watch. And he says, Bob, I respect you, but I am known for getting what I want. And the fans chant, he's our scumbag. And MJF does his catchphrase and the fans sing along. This whole thing is so bizarre. It's like, is this whole group, is MJF now a babyface? I mean, the fans have not figured out that they're supposed to hate all of them, or I don't even know what. But anyway, afterwards
hey, give them
they do
this. Give them this. They're filling time, and I know some people go, that was way too WWE and everything, but they are filling time without having matches and being entertaining, even though this may be long in the tooth already for some people. I don't think that it is, so I give them that.
So then afterwards, MVP meets with them, and he says, Bobby, you know, come on. And Bobby says, I don't trust this guy. And MVP says, you're having a personal reaction to him, but this is supposed to be about business. And business-wise, we could use him to get where we want. And the only other problem with this storyline is, where do they want to be? They're already the tag team champions. I mean, it looks like they've got everything they could want, unless one of them wants to go for the world title. So anyway, it was kind of weird. They left with the ladies. Then we had Ospreay and Takeshita Owen Hart tournament match. One of the best matches in the history of Dynamite. Incredible match. Place is going wild. It's everything you would think. I mean, they had a spot there at the end when they did the one count kickouts off, you know, the hidden blade and the Takeshita hitting a forearm out of midair off the Os cutter, and then they fight up top and Takeshita hits a lariat, Ospreay lands on his feet, hits a hidden blade, Takeshita kicks out of that. It's just counter, counter, kick out, and in this case, the there was not that 1-2 mini because even at the very end, this place is just going wild. And finally, Takeshita's a backslide, hits a knee, hits the ropes. Ospreay counters, hits a Stormbreaker, gets the pin. It is now Ospreay versus the winner of Fletcher. And I wrote Takeshita, but that's wrong. But anyway, pretty sure Ospreay's winning this Owen Hart Cup.
Hangman.
Yeah, that's right. Hangman Page. Hangman Page. So that was awesome.
They did a whole lot. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead because I'm talking about the main event next.
No, say they did a whole lot. You could say that they didn't do too much. I would argue that a little bit, but it doesn't matter. It was a great match, and because of the crowd, how they responded to it, and the look of that building, for sure, last night was as big time as AEW felt. When the show was over, I was thinking, man, they should have did this show last week off of the pay-per-view. But frankly, with everything that's gone on this week, with it being WrestleMania week and having the crowd like that and a building like that, maybe that was the best for the whole thing, which by the end, as you'll talk about, you know, really finished the show nicely.
Yeah, you know, everybody is all, oh, man, I hate Jon Moxley. I hate this storyline, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, if you've been watching it, There's a method to the madness, whether you like it or not. And we got a payoff to it tonight. And I don't know how you could watch this and not conclude that, yeah, whatever the hell they were doing, I mean, this worked because of it. It was a Death Riders versus Joe, Shibata, and Hobbs. And, I mean, this match, I mean, the last few minutes of this match were great. So, basically, they're doing the match, and what the heck happened here? Oh, I see.
I don't know, but as you find that, I know you were a little bit bearish last week on somebody being a replacement, you know, on the Moxley side. Well, we ended up getting it on the Hook side, and it's unfortunate for Hook, but it's a great thing for Powerhouse Hobbs, who now actually has a purpose, and being aligned with Joe is a great thing.
No, this worked out so great, not for the Joe Shibata. I mean, it worked out fine for Samoa Joe, Shibata, and Hobbs, but Moxley replacing Pac and ending up in the ring doing the job to Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Number one, someone finally beat Moxley. Number two, you've got a title match there. Number three, he was the guy responsible for his group losing the trios titles. I mean, it all worked out great. We had the Young Bucks coming down to the ring. They want to interfere. Swerve comes out of the crowd. Place is going nuts when Swerve goes out there to attack the Bucks. Shibata chokes out Claudio on the ramp, hits the PK. Joe and Moxley are in the ring together. Wheeler tries to make a save, but Hobbs grabs him, gives him the Uranage on the desk. Willow's out there. She spears Marina on the floor.
Marina.
And then Mox goes for the Death Rider. Joe grabs him, puts him in the choke, and Moxley goes out, and this place went nuts. So Moxley did a job. We got a challenger in Joe. Someone finally beat the Death Riders. We got new trios champions with a trio that people are totally into. I mean, honestly, this could not have worked out better. It was, and especially when you look at like the show, it's one of those deals where, you know, why didn't, you know, Ospreay and Takeshita go on last? You know, can Death Riders,
no
Joe
way.
And Shibata follow them? Dude, this turned out great. So, a huge success, a great show, one of the best Dynamites in history, felt like a hot promotion. And we'll be back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece. And you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Mike is going to be on his own tomorrow, unless Filthy might do the show with you. He's doing Bloodsport commentary today. If you guys are going to be going or watching Bloodsport, Filthy Tom and Jimmy Smith doing commentary for that show. And then Vinny and Dave and I are all going to the WrestleCon Super Show. And that's coming up this afternoon if you're going to be there. Vinny and I will be at the TNA app special as well. And I think Dave and Garrett are doing a show coming up next if you're a subscriber. And also Vinny and I are doing a show tonight if you're a subscriber. So a lot of stuff coming up, and then plenty more tomorrow and this weekend as well. So make sure you check all of that out. And anything I'm forgetting here, Mike?
I don't believe so, unless you want to go through the lineups of the other 856 shows. You know, Marvelous, the women from Marvelous, the promotion, women's promotion in Japan have come over, if you want to talk about that one.
That will be a perfect thing for you to do tomorrow. I like to ask me to plug 55 shows in the two-minute segment at the end.
Well,
I hear Dom hitting the music right now. Thank you, Dom. I appreciate it.
I think he is. If not, he is right now. And
that's
thank
right.
God the video works now, too.
Well, stop and say hi if you see us this afternoon. Thanks for listening today. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.